Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, May 19th, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. At Microsoft's virtual Build conference Tuesday, the company announced it's launching industry-focused cloud tools, including Microsoft Cloud for Healthcare, now available in public preview and as a free 6-month trial. Cloud for Healthcare will focus on tools for engaging patients, team collaboration, and improving efficiency, all with strict security measures. Industry clouds use Microsoft's existing services like chatbots, Teams, and Azure IoT. The company also says that a robust partner ecosystem will make the platform more useful. In his keynote speech at Build, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella announced that Microsoft has built one of the world's most powerful supercomputers in Azure, which will tackle huge AI problems exclusively for OpenAI. The 285,000 processor supercomputer designed for machine learning applications aims to build, quote, safe artificial general intelligence. Microsoft invested $1 billion into OpenAI last year, and the terms of the deal require Microsoft to eventually become OpenAI's only source of computing. Microsoft also announced new features for Chromium Edge, including Pinterest suggestions and sidebar search. Businesses are getting new syncing and customization options, easier switching between work and personal profiles, and Windows information protection support. Edge recently passed Firefox in market share to become the second most popular desktop browser after Chrome, according to Net Applications. Microsoft hasn't rolled out the new browser as a Windows update yet. A source tells VentureBeat that the company was planning to start last month, but is now taking a measured approach. Microsoft also unveiled Project Reunion, its attempt to unify the Windows developer platform and reduce fragmentation between Win32 APIs and Universal Windows Platform APIs. Microsoft says that Project Reunion can modernize existing apps, whether they're built using C++, .NET, that includes WPF, Windows Forms, and UWP, or React Native. It can also decouple the APIs from Windows using tools like GUNet and brings new WinUI 3 and WebView 2 releases. During an MIT event, Microsoft President Brad Smith said, quote, "Microsoft was on the wrong side of history when open source exploded at the beginning of the century, and I can say that about me personally." Smith has been a lawyer for Microsoft for more than 25 years. Microsoft is now the single largest contributor to open source projects in the world. A full Linux kernel will ship in a Windows 10 update later this month. EasyJet informed the UK's Information Commissioner's Office that a highly sophisticated cyber attack has affected approximately 9 million of its customers, including email addresses and travel details, and that 2,208 customers also had their credit card details accessed. EasyJet says it became aware of the attack in January, but was only able to start notifying customers whose credit card details were stolen in early April because of the sophistication of the attack. EasyJet says it will notify everyone affected by May 26th. Disney executive Kevin Mayer is leaving the company to become CEO of TikTok and chief operating officer of ByteDance, TikTok's parent company. Mayer has been the chairman of Disney's direct-to-consumer unit since 2018, which includes Disney+. Samsung has spun out a startup from its C-Labs incubator that makes an artificial window that delivers the benefit of natural sunlight. Sony 5 outputs the full spectrum of natural light that can be programmed to mimic sunlight by changing the angle throughout the day, including scenarios like sunrise, dawn, dusk, and sunset. Samsung claims that the product can help users synthesize vitamin D indoors without the negative effects of sunburn or aging. It's controlled by an app and integrates with Samsung's SmartThings. The startup will launch soon as an independent backed by Samsung. Podcast Addict says that its app has been pulled from the Google Play Store and had ad serving suspended for violating rules about COVID-19. The Play Store policies prohibit referencing COVID-19 or related terms in metadata unless the app is from an authorized government or health agency. Podcast Addict is making the APK available for sideload while it tries to appeal the decision, which creator Xavier Guilleman says will take up to 7 days. Podcast Addict was previously demonetized for linking to podcasts with explicit content. Google reversed course on that decision. And finally, a little bit more news from Samsung. The company has unveiled the ISOCELL GN1, a 1.3-inch 50-megapixel sensor with 1.2 micron pixels to help cameras perform better in low light. It also has dual-pixel autofocus, which Samsung says gives it DSLR-level autofocus speeds. The ISOCELL GN1 also uses Samsung's Tetra cell that merges 4 pixels into one. Production is set to start later this month. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.